Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Ayin Ches, Baba Basra 78a, pagination is 155, starting from the Mishnah, about 8 lines from the top. Hamocher es hachamor, a person is selling a donkey, lo mochar ke lov. The extra items that sometimes are associated with the donkey are not being sold with. Says the Gemara, 4 lines into the Gemara, Aval ukef, but the saddle, umar da'as, and the blanket to keep the animal warm, kilkali v'chaveik, the different saddle straps, divrei akol mechurin, are definitely sold together with the animal. In other words, the animal together with what's used for normal usage of the animal. A donkey is used either to ride or in terms of keeping it warm, to keep it healthy. These are normal things that go along together with the sale. However, there are other types of utensils that are not included in the sale. Skipping down to about 7 lines up from the wide. Sack. The sack that was used to hold items on the donkey. Vidiskaya and the saddle bag. Vichumni and the side type seat. Instead of sitting on the donkey like the regular method that we're familiar with, let's say from a horse, where one leg is on each side. So this is instead a side saddle where the person sits, but both feet are on one side. Lokani, these are items that are meant to carry weight. These are for burden, and those items are considered extra. That's not intrinsic to the animal. The saddle that a person should climb on the animal and the animal has to be protected, or the blanket or the straps that hold those things in place, those are included. But these other things that are meant to carry loads, that's not included. My chumni, what's this last word, chumni? Amrav Papa bar Shmuel merkafta dineshi. It's the saddle for women. It's the way the women would ride, which is, as we described, the side saddle. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Resh Chaf Se'if Zayin, Hamocher es hachamor, mocher es hamar da'as, together with the donkey is the blanket to keep it warm, ve'es ha'ukaf, as well as the saddle that's meant to protect the animal. And this is true even if these items are not on the animal at the time of the sale, it's understood that they're sold with. But the sale does not include es hasak, the sack, v'lomerkeves hanoshim, and the side saddle for the women, even if it's on the animal at the time of the sale, the seller is allowed to take it off. That wasn't included in the sale unless he said, as the Rama adds, kol masha alav, everything that's on it, in which case these items are included. The distinction is, as Rashbam points out, she'aisha yosheves kemasui, the woman is sitting on the donkey the way a burden would be placed on the donkey. She's not a rider. When she uses the side saddle, she's sitting there to be serviced, no different than a package. She's not a rider in the sense that she's guiding the animal and she's an intrinsic part of the process. And therefore, the saddle designated for such riding is considered a weight. It's considered a method of carrying weight, rather than something that's protecting the animal. And now, this concept that women would ride sideways instead of sitting directly on the animal, straddling it, one leg on each side, is something that is alluded to in the Gemara in Psachim, although the Gemara in Psachim seems to indicate, Daf Gimel, that they would ride regular, but we would not describe it as Merkav, we would not describe it, Belashan Nekiah, in a clean way of speech, as riding. Because riding, as Rashi there says, is pisuk raglayim, is the separation of the legs in a significant way, and that was not an appropriate term, not an appropriate way to refer to a woman, even if she did the exact same behavior, but we wouldn't describe it like that. On a gamel, the Gemara says, that's how she would ride, and that's how you would say it, and that's because that's how she was able to hold on well. On a chamor, the Gemara seems to indicate that while it's true, but it wouldn't be the appropriate way to word it, except that together with Tzipora, there were also the children riding, and therefore collectively, it was an appropriate term. We have this concept in Tznius as well, the difference between a woman wearing pants or a skirt, the concept that a dress, a skirt, is the appropriate mode of dress. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, Yerech Baseser, your thigh is hidden. Doesn't just say covered, like the rest of the body just has to be covered. In this case, it's hidden. Hidden as behind a curtain. It's a different type of description. And the way it plays out in our Gemara is that the women would typically ride in a side saddle, which is a weight, presumably related to this other Gemara, so as not to spread the legs in an especially significant way. There is an interesting practical side to this Gemara in Choshen Mishpat in the sale of a bike. A bike could have different extras coming along with the bike that are not intrinsic to the functioning of the bike. When you say you're selling a bike, certainly you're going to leave on the tires, you're going to leave on whatever is part of the bike. What about the saddlebag? What about the water bottle? Perhaps if it matches the bike, it's a specific color, style. What happens to the holder for the water bottle? How are all of these things considered according to the culture and the type of bike that a person is selling? This is the exact thing we would want to delve into to identify what's considered intrinsic and understood to be sold with the bike and what is considered an extra, and perhaps even if it's on the bike at the time of the sale, is not necessarily going to be included. And where do we draw the line? That would be a matter that is quite relevant in practical halacha. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.